Phoneboy Speaks, episode 766. Of course LTE uses more data than 3G.
Does using LTE versus, say, 4G or HSPA or whatever you want to call it, does LTE use more data than the other technologies? Well, the slower technologies, and the answer is, well, duh, yes, it does. And there's a couple of reasons for that. And I can't believe that any studies were needed to do this, but this is because it's just kind of obvious to me, right? A lot of the different services out there that you might access over 3G, for example, Pandora or Netflix or whatever, they are aware of how much bandwidth that you have, or they're able to figure it out how much bandwidth you have. And then you're able to serve up a stream that is appropriate for the kind of connection that you have. So, for example, if I'm on 3G, maybe it'll do like a 64K stream or something. If I'm on my home Wi-Fi, it could stream 256K stream and I'm sure Netflix is the same way, right? I mean, if you're on a DSL connection, it's not gonna do HD. If you've got 100 megs from Comcast or something, although I guess Comcast might throttle it, but that's a different discussion. But the idea is that all of these services, or at least a lot of them, will use more or less data depending upon how big the pipes are that it has between you and in them. And so I don't even know why anybody had to do a study on this, because they say it's patently obvious to somebody like me who knows how these kinds of applications work and have been worked in networking for 20 years or something. This is not news to me, but I guess somebody had to do a study and an article got written about it. So there you go. I mean, you can go read this. There was a nice article about it in App Advice. If you want to go read it, I'll put it in the show notes for you. But there's no duh, right? The more, and even just users will use more data, because if it's faster, right, they're going to have more time to be able to maybe load more pages or whatever. So just if you have a faster pipe, yeah, you're going to use more data. And that's why all these companies are putting, that's why they're building out LTE, right? Because they're hoping the carriers know you're going to use more data. If you have an LTE connection versus, say, 4G or 3G or 2G, you're going to use more data because you're going to have more time when you're doing stuff. If I can load a page in 2 seconds versus 10 seconds, then, and maybe in individual instances, it won't be a big deal, but over time that adds up. And so they know, right? And again, a study didn't need to be done for this, because it's something that is patently obvious to anybody who understands how networks works and how humans operate. I mean, it's the same sort of thing. You can go read this if you want to, but as I say, for all of us, I think that people who listen to this podcast, the thought that LTE uses more data than 4G is like a no duh.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.